This is Anna Carmo with UN News. The largest humanitarian agency on the planet, the UN World Food Programme, or WFP, has sent life-saving medical equipment to China to help treat COVID-19 sufferers in the worst hit area of the country. WHO has shipped almost 1.5 million tests to 120 countries, which are working with companies to increase the availability of tests for those most in need. In an interview with Daniel Johnson from UN News, WFP spokesperson Elizabeth Byers gives an update on key priorities.
The World Food Programme is providing medical equipment worth $500,000 to help China's frontline hospital in Hubei, supporting the government in the treatment of severe cases of COVID-19. The first batch of 50 ventilators was delivered from Beijing to Hubei Charity Federation today. The equipment for oxygenation is scheduled to arrive in Wuhan on the 18th of March.
So WFP is delivering 50 ventilators and oxygenation kits for critically ill patients. How is WFP getting information on what the people of Wuhan need most?
Close contact with authorities to provide emergency support and assist with the procurement of much needed medical equipment to ensure assistance is aligned with the country's national priorities, including mitigation of the long-term consequences of the pandemic on the livelihoods of smallholder farmers in rural areas.
Can you tell me, Elizabeth, how the epidemic, which surfaced in December in China, how it's impacted on WFP's work since then? How do you keep your staff safe, for one thing?
WFP is closely monitoring developments and assessing any potential impact of the pandemic on WFP's operation. We stand ready to provide our expertise, such as logistical support, if requested. WFP has already reviewed operation with a view to reducing any possible risk of infection to our beneficiaries, partners, or WFP staff. WFP already has experience in distributing food in areas where a virus is active. We have this experience from Ebola outbreak in West Africa in 2014, and also we have expertise in the current Ebola outbreak in Eastern DRC.
And how about WFP's capacity? How many people is the agency capable of helping worldwide?
WFP headquarters and staff monitor, assess and implement a global food procurement and distribution network to reach 86 million people around the world who require our food assistance. We stand ready to assist any government or agency who would need our logistic assistance. And so far, WFP hasn't experienced any direct impact on its supply chain. Situation is, however, evolving very fast, and WFP recognizes the need to be prepared for further deterioration of the situation.